Thank you. First of all, I want to say hats off to the 50th class. That was quite an entrance and very impressive. I think we have a lot of work to do. And thankfully, we have the time to do it. I also want to look at my class of 81 and say to you, whoever refused to be the guest speaker, I'm going to find out who you are and get back at you. In 1977, our class, our DePauw class of 1981, made a life-changing decision. We chose DePauw, and DePauw chose us. For me, it was a move from the large, hectic, crazy, big city of Miami, Florida. I'm putting on my glasses because it is our 25th reunion. My Costco glasses. To this little Midwestern town of Greencastle. And I was quick to learn that my classmates chose DePauw for very different reasons than I had. I wanted a campus that did not have the distraction of a large metropolitan area. I wanted a sense of history and tradition, and DePauw had all of those things. All right, Jimmy Carter was president. Seattle SLU was the Kentucky Derby winner. Unemployment was 7%. A first class stamp was 13 cents. Saturday Night Fever was the movie. And Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life was the album of the year. The median household income was $13,000, and we came to DePauw. And for 4 years, we encapsulated ourselves in this little town. There were no fancy restaurants, but there were fabulous diners like the Monon Grill. There was no mall or megaplex theaters, and somehow we managed to have fun and plenty of social entertainment. We didn't have personal computers, iPods, or DVDs. And somehow, my memories are of more laughter and fun than one lifetime should be afforded. For 4 years, we attended one of the finest liberal arts institutions in the United States. And you know the statistics because you are the statistics. One of the top among all colleges and universities in the nation is a source of Fortune 500 CEOs. Eighth is an undergraduate source of business leaders, and so on and so forth. And while I don't think it was top of mind while we were throwing frisbees in the Dells or taking a country run to those covered bridges, we were also getting a very fine, broad education. We all had favorite professors. Mine was Cynthia Cornell, an English professor who spent so much time getting her students to appreciate Madame Bovary that I think about her definition of choice to this day. Although most of my memories are happy, I also have some regrets and some guilt, I guess. Wishing I had paid a little closer attention in my world history class, cared a little bit more about econ, and studied more than just the night before the physical science test. That, however, we all know is just a sense of maturity and wisdom as we prepare our own children, the next generation, to be better and a little bit wiser than we were. So in 1981, we sat in front of East College, went through a lovely graduation ceremony. It was just the most magnificent day. And we promised each other we'd stay in touch, we'd visit, we'd write, and maybe we'd even room together in the real world. Our choice for president was Ronald Reagan. The Oakland Raiders were the Super Bowl champions. The cost of a stamp was 20 cents. Raiders of the Lost Ark was the popular movie. Christopher Cross's Sailing was the song of the year. Aww, that was so great. The median household income was $19,000. And we were leaving DePauw and Greencastle in 4 very special years. And today, 25 years later, it's hard for me to say, it was even harder to write, we sit together in Greencastle, Indiana. For what? To celebrate what? Well, I say that we're here to celebrate that decision we made in 1977, that very important choice that brought us together, that brought us to DePauw. And I'll end with 3 quick stories that have made me realize that DePauw's meant to be in my life. You see, I really wasn't good about keeping those promises to stay in touch, to visit, and always keep the close bonds of DePauw friendship a priority. I thought I was too busy building a career, starting a family, moving all over the country, starting a company. It was always something. And then about 10 years ago, I was negotiating a large deal with a major food company in the United States. And I was about to sever what had been a 25-year supply relationship. I was aggravated, intolerant, and I thought it was time for a new vendor partnership. My vice president walked into the office and asked me if I would attend a top-to-top meeting with that CEO. And I was ready. I had all the facts, I had all the figures, I had all the data to support why I was making this decision and why it was in the best interest of my organization to move on. But what happened in that boardroom turned out to be very different than I could have ever imagined. You see, that CEO walked into my boardroom and he asked me to give him the benefit of the doubt. He was the new CEO, and he promised it was going to be a new day. And for the next hour, he laid out a plan of how together we could build our businesses to the mutual benefit of our stakeholders. He told me that if he were in my shoes, and he had all the same facts and data, that he'd be making the same decision, that he understood it, except for one thing. He looked at me, kind of moved close across the table, and he said, "I went to DePaul. And I'll do everything in my power to make this right." I was a goner. It was over. My team on my side of the table looked at me like, "What happened, Jan?" You know? We spent the next year building a world-class program that I've used as a model for most of my other supply chain relationships that I manage today. I trusted them. After all, we both made the same choice. We both went to DePaul. 8 years ago, I had moved from San Francisco to Miami, and I was being forced as a family obligation to attend a really boring rehearsal dinner. And it was boring because it was my little brother's wedding the next day, and he had been living in the South Pacific and moved back south to South Florida. And we didn't know this woman he was marrying or his new family-to-be, and of course I was asked to sit with his new future in-laws and entertain them. And I was suffering. It was excruciatingly boring and painful. But somehow we started talking about the Midwest, and as fate would have it, they both went to DePaul. Needless to say, the rest of the night was magical. And later on that night, as I toasted my little brother and his new bride, I told him that he, in fact, had made the right choice. 4 years ago, I was asked by Dr. Lemon, here at DePaul, to sit on the McDermott Center for Management Board of Directors, and I wasn't sure I could manage to find the time to do it. He convinced me to do it, said I must, and it brought me back to DePaul. I hadn't been here in probably over 15 years. And during that time, something really magical happened. I found out that one of my roommates from DePaul, one of my dear friends, Donna Schultz, Schultze, as you guys remember her, now Donna Ballard, that her oldest son, Jeb, was attending DePaul. And he wrote me a beautiful letter requesting an internship with my company. He wanted a real winter internship. He wanted to learn and to work. He didn't want to just get his scuba diving license like I did. It was one of my great professional joys to have this DePaul student learn about our organization. And for the next 3 years, he spent his winter internship with us in Miami, in San Diego, in our offices this last year in Sydney, Australia. Jeb graduated from DePaul last month, and next week he starts as a new employee of my company, and I think he made the right choice. I know we made the right choice to have him be part of our organization. He's a fine young man. These DePaul relationships are special, more special than I ever realized. So I say today is a celebration of our choice back in 1977 to be part of a great institution, to be part of it, what fostered great opportunity, gave us a great sense, and the tools to be part of those impressive leadership statistics. So thank you for being here today, for taking the time to restore and place value on those relationships. It's good to see all of you. And for also giving back to this community that gave so much to us. And most importantly, to give back so that others can make a choice that will shape the next generation of leaders. Thank you. Thank you.